Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so as your humble host predicted, online school at Greenville County Schools, not going away. I said this from the beginning of the pandemic, that parents would begin to like this and would want it. And so the virtual program is not going away, and want to let folks just know, because I know parents will, you know, be up now and getting kids ready to get on the computer, maybe listening to the show, that the open enrollment period for the virtual program for 2021-2022 starts today. And I actually checked the site, because some of my children are going to go back to virtual. I checked the site, and it's supposed to be open enrollment starting today. It's not up yet, so I'm guessing they'll put it on at 9. Because that is so they're going to have a priority system. Those already in virtual will get first priority. And then, you know, if your child is not in virtual at this time, you'll have second priority. It's first come, first serve. So the enrollment opens today and it will go through February 9th. It's kind of interesting because I went and read thoroughly through it last night, Lee. Because I criticize the school system when I get it wrong, but I give them kudos when they get it right. And I have loved the virtual program. They did a marvelous job with it. That the virtual program is different from e-learning. Okay, that was what they put everybody on in the spring, and I wasn't a big fan of that.
Well, that was one of those rushed things that they were doing because there was really no anticipation that we were going to have to deal with this pandemic the way that we did. And that's understandable, but. But as you point out, though, I think that at least in this state, and particularly with some of the upstate districts, I think they've done a good job of, working this out.
And part of the difference between the two programs, and I explained this extensively, you know, like I wasn't a big fan of e-learning. It's not really the school system's fault, because some of these kids had parents who were like, okay, you're going to class now. You're going to be where you're supposed to be. You're going to do your work.
Yeah.
And other kids had parents who were trying to work at home while they were going to school, and it was chaos. And so they had to really lower the standards. Just because of the disparity in, you know, what kind of home coaching kids were getting.
Yeah.
And it was a mess. So I never blamed them for that. But this year's virtual program, where you had to apply and you started in the fall, as we did for some of my kids, those parents are kind of more committed because they chose it. And the reason for the virtual program this fall was, you know, a lot of parents were afraid of COVID, right? And so they gave you an option in December. You could apply to go back into a brick and mortar classroom. Many people did get back into a brick and mortar classroom. Others who were in virtual who applied didn't, because there just wasn't enough space. So they are in it for the rest of the year. But I wanted to let parents know the open enrollment period begins today, because they're doing it first come, first serve. I would probably apply today. You know, I'd do it, you know, sooner rather than later. It runs through February 9th. And, you know, just take a look at it. What's interesting to me, Lee, is the word COVID doesn't appear anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So they're not doing this. They're not extending the virtual program into next year because of COVID. Or at least they're not saying they are anywhere.
But I got a question.
Yeah?
If it's virtual, why are you limiting the amount of people in there?
You know, see, I wonder that, too. Because, see, that's where I was going with this. Because this is a huge cost saver for the schools.
Exactly.
In terms of, you need less space. Still got to provide a teacher. But the way the program is run, I've looked at this and said, wow, you know, a lot of what my kids learn now This is the thing I love about the virtual program. It's from, like, especially for Crash, who struggles in school, videos. Mm-hmm. And they're very well done. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you really could, if they got really good at this, you could have one teacher for 60 kids. And it would work.
Yeah.
And the
For some students.
For some students, right. Here's the thing I love about it, okay? Crash struggles because he's got all kinds of reading problems. Got a processing disorder. You know, he's got a tracking disorder. He's got all kinds of, he's a super smart kid, though. You tell him something, and he never forgets it, and he's got it. I got to read stuff to learn it. He's the opposite of me, right? Well, you know what they have in virtual, especially at the elementary level? You can choose in most classes between watching a video on it or reading about it. Mm-hmm. It's been a revolution. He can watch the video now. And you know what? For the first time, my special ed kid, straight A honor roll last quarter.
There you go.
And I just looked at his grades before class today, and he's on the AB honor roll this time, which we'll take it because, you know, we were happy to get Bs and Cs before.
Right.
That
yeah.
was a struggle. And so for the first time, I mean, this program has radically changed his view of himself and his ability to learn. I mean, we were learning about conductivity and circuits, and he was trying to understand it reading, and he couldn't do it. And he was struggling and asking my husband for help. And then they put the video up the next day, and he's like, oh. Okay.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so for the first time, this idea that, hey, we got to read stuff and see it on the board. Now we can have cartoons, and these cartoons are interactive. So you can turn the switch on and off and see how electricity flows. Revolutionary. Mm-hmm. I love them. And so for him, this is something we're going to do next year. So I had to compliment the school system. I've criticized them in the past. They did a great job with this. And I think it's only going to get better. And you know what I love too is some teachers are great. Some are okay. Some are pretty bad, right? And that disparity really hurts kids, particularly those who struggle to learn, right? You can standardize this. You can put these videos in front of kids. They like them. They're cartoon. I mean, as much as you're going to like learning, right? They'd rather be playing on their video gaming consoles. But if they got to learn, you can look at the, you can even break it down to the lessons and look at, okay, here's the video we used. What were the grades like? How did they do on the assessment? And see how the video works and improve it. You can standardize the level of teaching using technology across schools and fix what works in a way you'll never be able to do with a classroom teacher. Some are always going to be great, others are not, and that's not fair. You know, I mean, it's not, it doesn't help. You know, some kids will get the downside, some will get the up. This is, I just think this is revolutionary, and I predicted that some parents like me would love it so much they'd want to do it, and here we are. And so I was, when I got the backpack email saying, you know, apply for virtual starting today, I was like, yes. So I'm excited about this for next year. And just want to let people know it's out there. And particularly if you have a child who is, you know, maybe elementary level and struggles, this for me is, you know, with reading, this has been revolutionary. It's been awesome. I literally have gone from, I don't know if Crash is going to be college material to, you know, maybe. Maybe we could do this. And for him, I mean, he is so proud of himself. He tells me he's a smart kid now.
There you go.
But, you know, like the other two who get really good grades. So it's just been great. And I would encourage parents to check it out if this is something you can fit into your lifestyle if you're working from home now. You know what's been interesting too, Lee? This whole go to school at home thing. I would have never considered it because how can we possibly do that, right? Me and my husband, our lives are so busy. And I just wouldn't even look into it. Before, and now we're finding we have more time because we're not sitting in the carpool line.
Yeah, there is that.
You know, I mean, so an hour and a half of our day was carpool line between middle school and elementary. We have that back, and it's family time now. I mean, this has enriched our family, and the cool thing about it is, too, there's a big gap in the day, which used to be like recess, lunch, stuff like that, and my kids are using it to get all their work done.
Right.
So when it hits 2:30, they're done.
Yeah.
We used to have to come home after that. We're doing homework. By the time we get to sports and stuff, we have no family time except in the car on the run. And I mean, this is just revolutionized our lifestyle. So I'd encourage those who aren't in it, check it out. See if it's for you. If you have a parent at home, even one who's working, this might be something you want to look into. But I congratulate the school system for doing a good job on it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, so there's a bill pending called the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act. This is some of the scariest stuff I've ever seen. It's sponsored by the Democrats. On the Senate side, it's S-894. On the House side, it's 1931. H.R. 1931. It redefines terrorism into two categories, right wing and left wing. Currently, the FBI does not classify terrorism as far right or far left, but has categories like racially motivated violent extremist, which includes both white supremacist and black identity or black separatist ideologies. Similarly, there's an anti-government classification that includes both militia groups and anarchists. That's going to change in this bill. The legislation directs federal law enforcement and intel almost solely to focus their resources almost solely against perceived far-right threats. And the bill declares, quote, far-right extremists are the most significant domestic terrorism threat facing the United States. Okay. So it creates a category for the FBI to go after for the first time. They're to go after far-right extremists. And directs law enforcement to use their limited resources only against the most significant domestic terrorism threats, then defines those threats as far-right extremism. Okay, so this is the Antifa Protection Act. So, you know, once you get through, you know, going through the far-right extremist threats and all, maybe you'll get, maybe you get some left-wing threats and some Islamic terrorism, some things like that. But no, we're not going to focus on that anymore. This should terrify you. They're aiming the gun at you right now. The gun being, of course, our federal agencies, not literally a gun. It gets worse. The bill mandates an examination of local law enforcement at the staffing level. They got to make sure there's no Nazis or white supremacists in there. Gotta check you out. Oh, you mean only when, you know, you're accused of a crime or dereliction of duty? No. They're just gonna go through. Check. Make sure you're okay. Did you vote for Trump? Did you send any text to your significant other about your support for Trump? We're gonna have to look at that. You get what this is? So they've basically taken Antifa ideology, which says that the cops are infiltrated with white supremacists and neo-Nazis, and they're going to go look for them inside local police departments. The legislation treats law enforcement and the U.S. military as though they are riddled with white supremacists and neo-Nazis, and demands an annual assessment of the, quote, infiltration of federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies and the uniformed service, unquote, with targeted training to prevent the, you know, infiltration. The legislation creates domestic terrorism units to look into this right-wing terrorism. This looking at individuals might be involved in it, including going through local law enforcement agencies and backgrounding everybody in them politically. Okay, again, if you're an American, you probably don't know what this is. It seems weird. We never had this before. We never asked the question, hey, you know what? If you voted for Hillary Clinton, maybe you ought not to be deployed as National Guard to protect Trump. We never had it before. So you don't know what this is. They have these in tin pot dictatorships and authoritarian regimes. It's called a purge. They're begin to build the files for the purge. That's what this is about. It's terrifying. I'm the only one saying it. Here's Representative Matt Gaetz on how they are now using our national security apparatus politically against us. And I got to turn the audio on. Let's see. I'll put it. I don't know why it's not playing. Here we go. Okay. Oh, can you turn the audio on? Okay, cool. Let's see. Here we go.
We should take note of the language that the left is using. Chemical warfare, insurrection, domestic terrorism. That's not by accident, Sean. There are exquisite authorities in our national laws that allow our government to do things to terrorists that we would never allow against our own people. But in the incoming Biden administration, they want to use those national security authorities against MAGA. They're targeting Mo Brooks, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, Louis Gohmert, Madison Cawthorn, and myself because we had the nerve to actually stand up and point out the need for election integrity, and we also pointed out their hypocrisy. Because for all of the criticism that they have leveled against Donald Trump unfairly, they were the cheerleaders, fundraisers, and apologists for the people who burned our cities, attacked our police, and were on offense against the very notion of America for months this summer. They don't want to account for that. Joe Biden doesn't want to answer for it. Certainly Kamala Harris doesn't. And so they are going to go after the president and his allies, and they're going to use national security authorities that you should never use against our fellow Americans.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. According to the Center for Security Policy, which is where I'm getting this from, and this is the new domestic terrorism bill, which directs the FBI for the first time, creates a right-wing terrorism category and directs the FBI to focus only on right-wing terrorism. In other words, they're going to go after wrongthink. I mean, we are already, and this is Center for Security Policy, we are already seeing efforts to conduct a purge of law enforcement who merely attended the January 6th Save America rally, even those who did not participate in any illegal activity. In some cases, Antifa has taken part in seeking to identify and dox police officers who attend. Okay, did you hear our Fox News coverage at the break? Did you hear what they said FBI is doing? They're checking out people. Going in, checking out people, and putting releases out about it who breached the Capitol, who are law enforcement. Okay. And they're checking out people who breach the Capitol who are not law enforcement. So if you're local, they're going to make sure everybody knows about it. Your life is wrecked, right? Do you remember the FBI doing that when 50 Secret Service agents were injured by rioters? You know, the ones trying to breach the White House. You remember that? You remember this kind of coverage, FBI going after individuals and local media covering it? Oh, look, John Smith, he was there. He breached the Capitol. You ever see that? Who are the Antifa who injured the Secret Service agents, put 11 of them in the hospital, injured three seriously, throwing their own waste, Molotov cocktails, and bricks? You see this kind of reaction from the FBI? No, you didn't. And that's how it'll work now. It's a force multiplier. If you have wrong think and you're a politician and you have wrong speak, they will come to your house like they did Senator Josh Hawley and try to kick the door down, and the FBI will turn their head. They'll turn their head. So they can not only terrorize you using the media and dox you and cancel you, the thugs are going to be on your front doorstep. And there won't be anyone or there'll be very little impetus by the FBI to stop them. Force multiplier.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What did I tell you the first thing would be that they'd do? And, you know, I wouldn't blame y'all for thinking I'm psychic if you listen to the show regularly. What did I tell you the first thing they'd do would be? First thing Biden would do, I've been telling you for months. Before the election, I've been telling you. And what was it? Amnesty. But an amnesty like nothing you've ever seen before. With 8 years to citizenship and thus the vote. And this amnesty is different than anything you've ever seen before. Because the Democrats, as they explained to Politico, it was always thought, well, you know, well, and this is the lie Lindsey Graham and so many told. Well, you know what? We got to do amnesty. We're going to give them the citizenship and we'll close the borders, right? So we're going to just end this problem, shut the door on it, right? We'll get a people who came in the amnesty and then we'll shut the doors. We're going to be safe. We'll end this. It'll be beyond us. Well, the Democrats are saying, no, we're not going to shut the borders. We don't have to. We have a majority. No, we'll leave them wide open. We're not going to do any immigration fixes. Not going to do any border security. We'll just do the amnesty. So what does this do? This is going to create open borders with amnesty as a magnet. Now, allegedly, the bill says if, you know, you had to be here by January 1st. But do you remember how this worked in the past? By the way, going all the way back to George Bush, he was the first to deliberately and massively undermine our national security with open borders. Obama did not invent this, folks. Bush did. And Bush was the worst because he did it when our country was really under terror attack and we were at war and terrorists were trying to get into the country. I mean, I'll never forgive him for it. It was terrible what he did. And Biden is even using the same strategy Bush did. Do you remember when amnesty was so unpopular that we melted down? Bush supported McCain and Graham and all these people. The Republicans did. And we melted down the phone lines every day. You couldn't even call into the switchboard because it literally was blocked. It had so many people day after day after day, and talk radio drove it. And after that, Republicans lost control of Congress, as they should have. So Bush had to do something, had to fix it. So he had that big signing for the Fence Act. Remember that in 2006 in the Rose Garden? I'll never forget it. I knew what he was doing. And I told my listeners on the day he signed it, there will be no fence. People were like, well, he's doing, but I love Bush. He signed a Fence Act. He's going to build it. Did he build it? No. They waited a few months till no one was looking. And what did they do? They said, well, you know, we don't really need this fence. We'll use technology. So they spent tens of billions of dollars. They're supposed to go for the fence on technology. But then they held the border guard back. So all the technology was doing was documenting that someone had come illegally over the border, but they weren't allowed to stop them. Remember, they even put kiosks up within the borders. You could like log yourself in when you were an illegal immigrant. You could figure out where to go and what to do. So the Biden administration watched this. So did the Obama administration. They watched this. So what is Biden saying he's going to do? We don't need border security. We're going to use technology. Oh, by the way, the Bush technology was such a failure. That was deliberate, by the way, that they eventually ended up just shutting it down. Waste of tens of billions of dollars that was supposed to go for the fence. So that's how they avoided doing border security. And this is exactly what Biden's going to do again. So don't fall for the whole technology thing. That's a lie. 8 years. It's normally 13. 8 years to the vote. Start the clock ticking. It's so unpopular that vast majorities of Republicans in the 80% range, vast majorities of independents in the 61% range, and half of Democrats oppose it. They're going to do it anyway. And they got to get it done right away because it's so unpopular that they want people to forget about it by the election. Now, what is this? This is DOA for America. Remember? Look, I don't have any problem with individual immigrants as long as they're not cartel or, you know, violent gang members. Many of them are at the border. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would cross that desert for my kids, given the conditions in some of those countries. I would do it. I don't blame them. I blame our politicians. They're deliberately undermining border security. You've heard it in the news today. There's a guy on the news. All right, Biden going to give me everything. I'm sure he will. And you're going to pay the bill. But what is this? This is the One Party America Act. Remember what I told you? Every country that has only one viable political party is a dictatorship. That is a fact. This is why we are now on a faster and further full tilt toward socialism and authoritarian government than even Europe. Why? They have a parliamentary system. There are brakes on the power. We don't have one. Because once they legalize these illegal immigrants, I told you they do this first. There aren't 11 million. We know from the Princeton study there's at least 22 million. But that was years ago. My figure, I'm thinking 30 million, maybe more. But once the amnesty starts, the flow to border is going to go. It's going to be a stampede. And I remember during the Bush era and the Obama era what they did. You're thinking, well, as long as they're in the country by January 1st, they can't get. Oh, no. Because remember, USCIS, which verifies the applications, they don't check. So as long as you say, yeah, I was here by January 1st, they'll take it. And they take like water bills, electric bills, stuff like this. You just counterfeit it, send it in. So there's not going to be any check on this. I mean, so they're going to open the borders, flood the zone, and get the people in here. And the problem with the immigrant mix that they're taking through amnesty and over the border is, remember, they vote at least 80% Democrat. Trump did the best ever among Hispanics. And 75% of the vote went to Democrats. So as soon as they flip the switch on this, and by the way, I'm going to go deep dive into what this is going to look like in America on the Battleground podcast. You could text Battleground to 71307. We're going to do that this week, too. I call it the shadow electorate. If the Democrats sound really radical and what they're doing doesn't match what the public wants or even what their own party voters want, it's because they're not looking at the electorate as it is. They're looking at the shadow electorate, the one that is going to have, what, 20 million more Democrat voters in it? When that happens, remember, Florida flips to blue. Texas flips to blue. Georgia actually really flips to blue and doesn't need fraud anymore to get there. North Carolina flips to blue and it's over. We'll never win the presidency again. I don't know that we'll ever hold the House or the Senate again. We will obviously have people elected in some red areas, but a lot of those red areas are going to go purple. And I don't mean to upset you this morning. This is just where we are. I tried to figure out for the longest time. Well, okay, you already got 22 to 30 million here, right? You got enough for a permanent party majority. Why leave the borders open? It's just going to annoy people, right? I mean, even members of your own party are split right down the middle. They don't want that border open. It's about 48-48. Why would you do that? couldn't figure it out for the longest time. And then it dawned on me. If the country only accepted, say, 30 million, right, what would happen? Well, there'd be permanent one-party rule, and it would be very scary. It would look like California on steroids. We'd have massive economic stagnation, a lot of suffering. Ton of suffering. That's what those votes would bring. What would people do? Well, you'd have states seceding from the union. You'd have red areas, right? Break away. I mean, you'd have no other choice. So you got to flood the zone, not with 30 million, but 60, 80, 100 million. Then there'll be nowhere to secede to or run to or hide to, because you'll just have so many Democrat voters in this country. And again, I'm not suggesting, I don't have anything wrong with people who want to come here. I get it. It's just that they've been selected so that only large groups of people that vote Democrat come in. They weaponized immigration. So I think the goal is, in order to hold the federal system together, you need massive inflows. You can get to a one-party system with 20, 30 million new illegal immigrant votes, a permanent one-party system. But you can't get rid of red areas with that amount of votes. You need 60 to 80. And that's what they're going to do. And look, Republicans may see some gains in Congress because of this before the 8 years up, you know, so maybe at year four, you know, two, whatever, because people are disgusted with the flow over the border. But they know once they get to year eight and the voting starts, permanent majority. It's a long-term strategy. Nobody else is going to tell you this, but that's what this is about. I knew it. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Walking around and craving I love popcorn too. By the way, you know it's National Popcorn Day? Oh, holy cow. I love popcorn. Yeah. But no. But chocolate. You ever walk around craving chocolate? Is that something that you crave regularly? Yeah. New study shows that may mean that you actually have a magnesium deficiency, because chocolate, particularly dark chocolate, has a lot of magnesium in it. So if you're craving chocolate a lot, but that's not good for the waistline, yeah, it might be better, to have some almonds there loaded with magnesium, or take a supplement. Up to 80% of Americans don't get enough magnesium. So when you're at chronically low levels, it ups your risk for high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, that kind of stuff. It also weakens your immune system. So unfortunately, eating tons of chocolate is not the best way to get magnesium into your body. A little bit's okay, but it's loaded with calories. So just a note to self. Again, fish, nuts, seeds, beans, avocados, brown rice, dark leafy greens like spinach. Better way to go about that, but not as good as the chocolate, though. Not as good as the chocolate. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, our Supreme Court could have saved America by hearing the Trump election cases. Their cowardice is destroying this nation. Look, I'm not a fan of the Supreme Court right now, but I don't think they were necessarily wrong not to hear that case. Because it should have been the state legislatures that threw out those electors. I mean, that is absolutely who had the final say. And these were Republican legislatures, and they could not find the backbone to overcome their fear of an Antifa riot on their front porch. And they let it through. And so, look, I get it. If you're sitting support with Supreme Court justice, you're like, you're out of your mind. You guys can't even get your Republican leadership to put out a press release or have a press conference supporting the idea of challenging the electors for very good reason. I mean, the law breaking, the absolute lawlessness in this election was insane. But the legislators didn't find a backbone to do it. So, I mean, I get it. You're sitting there, Supreme Court justice. You're thinking, wow, you want me and my kids to watch our backs for the rest of our lives? With no help or protection from the FBI, as we explained earlier in this show. And take on these electors when the state legislature, still at the time, by the way, the case was filed by Paxton of Texas, the attorney general. I mean, at that time, I mean, the legislature still could have intervened. They didn't. And so there was all this political buck passing by Republicans. So, I mean, if you're mad, you ought to address that to Republican leadership and these state legislators. That's where this should have been fixed. And it's not. It won't be. Texter writes, your premise is that Mexicans will never vote Republican. One thing Trump has showed us is that you can get these votes. Well, yeah, Trump had the highest ever, did the best ever, a little over 30%, since Nixon anyway. Trump's gone. And if you do the math on that, that's still 65 to 70% of folks coming over our southern border voting for Democrats. So the math doesn't work there. I wish it did. Texter writes, Tara, when these Democrats start crying about what is happening, I will just laugh at them. You got what you asked for. Yeah, I mean, my Democrat girlfriends are in for the shock of their lives when they see what's coming. Texter writes, the Republicans are done. They are. I don't know if they realize it yet or care. It's hard to say. Texter writes, why do they want an open border? What is the real reason? It's for phase two. Again, as I explain, people are going to want to, when we have one party rule, they're going to want to get out from under it, you know, with nullification and secession and doing things like that, which, by the way, is not a Republican idea. It was very popular in California during the Trump administration. So I'm not the first to bring it up. They actually tried twice in California with two petitions. And they're going to do that. And so they need more than 30 million new voters. They're going to need 60 to 80. So you use amnesty as the magnet, leave the border open. And then you get so many that there aren't really any red places. Just by virtue of the way that folks vote when they get here. And that's how you hold on to the federal system. It would shatter otherwise. Texter writes, here's a prediction for you, Tara. Biden or Harris declare martial law before the end of February. We'll see. Another texter writes, the U.S. is going from a president owned by no one to owned by more shareholders than AT&T, China, the FBI, Congress members, except. Oh, by the way, did you see one of Biden's new advisors was actually an Obama advisor and was fired for, quote, praising Chairman Mao, the communist dictator, killed millions. But I mean, other than that, I'm sure he was a great guy. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they're doing now. We're going to see things we've never seen before.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.